Hope you're having a great day. Ginger Black here with gingerblack.com. Wow, today I wanted to talk to you about how weighted down we are. Are you feeling weighted down today? What's weighting you down? Is it too much stuff? Is it too much to do? Is it too many people? Is it chaos in your life? What is it that's weighing you down? I read a book years ago that remains on my top list of reading, and it's called Repacking Your Bags by Richard Leder and David Shapiro. Repacking Your Bags, Lighten Your Load for the Rest of Your Life. And I read this book, oh, probably 15 years ago. And you know, one of the things, they make a comparison to baggage in your life to other things, but and how you can clean yourself from having the problems that you have. And one of the things I know is that some of us, me included, have too much stuff. And we tend to have too much stuff because we buy things when we don't really necessarily need them. We buy things because we feel it fulfills something in us. It may fulfill or cover up a sense of neediness. It may feel like love to us because our parents bought us things. There's a plethora of reasons why we have a lot of stuff. But one of the things that I know, and that because I've experienced it myself, and that other people I know have experienced, is when you clean out your stuff, there's room for more. There's room for abundance in your life when you clean out your stuff. Now, one of the things I've done is I move. And I move cross-country when I move. And I just up and move because I decide I want to live somewhere else. I'm quirky like that, as I've mentioned before. And that has probably kept me somewhat less burdened by stuff than other people. Although, I have filled many a big yellow truck driving across country with stuff. Because when you move cross country, you're not sure what you need. You're not sure what it's going to be like. You're not sure what the weather's like. You're not, so you need all of those clothes. So there's other ways that we can be burdened too. We can be burdened by too many things to do. So some of us fulfill that need of neediness, someone needing us, it feels like love, by overextending ourselves, by making commitments we can't complete. And then what happens with that is then you become the self-fulfilling prophecy of feeling bad about yourself because you overextended yourself, and it wraps back into you needing to promise more things, you needing to give more, you needing to overextend yourself even more and more and more. So, how can you lighten your load for the rest of your life? How can you pick and choose things that aren't so important? And I find this today to be unbelievable because, you know, we all have hundreds or thousands of Facebook friends. We all have hundreds or thousands of LinkedIn friends. We are overextending ourselves online. We're overextending ourselves because it's so easy to just click a button. It's so easy to just buy that other navy blue shirt. It's so easy to add to our weightiness. And some of us, like myself, also have weightiness in the real term of weightiness. And you know, I deal with that constantly, of weighting myself down because I have a need to feel needed or wanted or any of those psychological things. And I'm not really here to get into the psychological things, but one of the reasons I brought that up is because what weightedness does to us is it keeps us from our purpose. It keeps us from our success. It keeps us from a happy life. Because those things and those time commitments and those extra cookies you eat don't really provide that. What I think provides that is finding your true purpose and going after it. Because when you do that, you shine. You don't need all those other things. You become less motivated to buy things, to eat things, to overextend yourself with time. So, discovering your purpose is something that I struggled with, and I know that many other people do. There's something in you that's been there for forever. And when you go back and look at yourself and study your childhood and look at the books on your shelf and look at what drives you, what kind of excited conversations do you have with people? When you get really excited and passionate about something, take note that's something that's part of or all of your purpose. So it took me a long time because I wanted to make it more difficult than it really is. But when I started looking back at myself, I studied people from the beginning of my life. Well, I take that back. From the age of 6 to 11, I studied horses. I spent every rainy Saturday morning in a barn, sitting on a bale of hay, listening to a teacher teach about behaviors in horses, movements in horses, how you could tell what the horse meant, how you could tell what he was thinking. I studied the behavior of horses. And then I moved from horses to dogs, and I studied the behaviors of dogs. And I lived with dogs, and I lived with horses, and I studied them. And all the while, the most frustrating thing in my life was the people. Because I learned how to understand the animals, and I learned how to understand the dogs, the horses and the dogs. But the people baffled me. Because I listened to their words, and I listened to what they were saying and not what they were doing, because I wanted to believe what they were saying. And once I was able to put the two together, the study of animals and behaviors and the study of people, I have an undergraduate degree in sociology, so I studied people there, and then I've been trained ad nauseum since then in the study of people and what makes us tick and what motivates us and what drives us. And really what I love the most is the behaviors that speak volumes, just like with the non-speaking animals in our environment. So what's your purpose? Well, my purpose is really to help other people see what they have, to see who they are, and to stand up and be that person, and to use their voice, and to use their behaviors, and to use their shining star to get ahead in the world, to be happy, to be the person they want to be. Now, I'm not responsible for anybody being happy. That's on you. I'm not responsible for some of the other things I mentioned. That's on you. But I can help channel you into that. Because I know I've been there. And one of the things that the most important thing I remember about reading this book, Repacking Your Bags, is that he said, what is one item you could pick out of your whole house that you would save if your house was burning down, other than your kids and your animals and any living things, spouses? What is the one thing you would pick? And instantaneously, one thing came to mind for me. The strangest, weirdest thing is it was a picture of my parents when they were dating. And it's literally the size of 2 postage stamps. It's a little tiny picture. But what that picture represented to me was that as much run-in as I had with my parents, as much as I hated them and loved them throughout my life, that picture showed me that they were human beings that had a life separate from me, that was loving and caring towards each other. Because, you know, as kids, we step in the middle of all that and we become the issue and we become the conversation and we become more important and we become egotistical because of that. But what that picture showed me was that they had a life before me and that they were happy and they were young and vibrant people. And that was the one thing I wanted to take out of my house out of all the things I have. Wow. That makes my heart jump because it shows me what I'm about. So, if you get an opportunity, Repacking Your Bags by Richard Leider, L-E-I-D-E-R, and David Shapiro, S-H-A-P-I-R-O. Great book. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you have a great day. Ginger Black, gingerblack.com. Thanks again.